This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. It's Easter in Jerusalem. Thousands of worshippers were ushered through the courtyard of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, built on the site where Christians believe Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected. There were tent celebrations in Jerusalem on Sunday amid a surge of violence in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Leading Easter Mass at the Vatican, Pope Francis expressed deep concern over the flare-up in tensions sparked by an Israeli police raid on the Al-Aqsa Mosque a few days ago. Israel has since struck targets in Gaza, Lebanon, and most recently Syria in response to the rocket fire blamed on Palestinian militant groups, while separate attacks by Palestinian militants in the West Bank and Tel Aviv killed three people, including an Italian tourist. Chinese fighter jets and warships simulated strikes on Taiwan Sunday as they encircled the island during a second straight day of military drills launched in response to its president meeting the U.S. House Speaker. Meanwhile, the chairman of the House Select Committee on China says the United States must take seriously the threat Beijing poses to Taiwan. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
Chairman Mike Gallagher tells the Associated Press that he plans to lead his committee in working to shore up the island government's defenses. The Wisconsin Republican's remarks came as China launched a military show of force around the island in the aftermath of the Taiwanese president's meetings with American lawmakers during her transit through the U.S. Gallagher says he wants to encourage Congress to expedite military aid to Taiwan. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Police in the German city of Hamburg have warned locals on Sunday of possible toxins in the air after fires at a storage facility. So far, some 140 people have been evacuated. It's not yet possible to say how dangerous the situation is. Authorities say the fire was a few kilometers southeast of central Hamburg and that the smoke cloud is moving in the direction of the city center. The head of a Ukrainian rescue organization says they've brought dozens of children from Russia where they had been taken during the war. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
A familiar embrace as children were reunited with their families after crossing the border from Belarus into Ukraine. The reunion of more than 30 children follows a complex rescue mission after the children were allegedly taken to Russia or Russian-occupied Crimea from Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Kyiv estimates nearly 19,500 children have been taken to Russia or Russian-occupied Crimea since Moscow's invasion in what it condemns as illegal deportations.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting for us today. In business news, electric car maker Tesla is cutting prices on all models for a third time this year. The AP's Rita Foley reports.
Tesla is cutting prices on its entire electric vehicle model lineup for the third time this year. The biggest markdown? $5,000 per vehicle for Tesla's slower-selling, more expensive models, the Model S sedan and the big SUV, the Model X. It's apparently an effort to lure more buyers as interest rates creep up. And it comes as Tesla's first quarter sales grew 36%, but fell short of analysts' expectations. One analyst says the cuts are a sign of slowing demand for Tesla. Other analysts speculate that Tesla's cutting prices to take advantage of its profit margin per vehicle, which is larger than most automakers. I'm Rita Foley.
India's tiger population is now over 3,000 since a conservation program was started 50 years ago. The initiative was launched due to fears that the tigers were facing extinction. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the milestone on Sunday during a speech close to several of India's major tiger reserves in the southeastern part of the country.
India is a country where protecting nature is a part of culture.
It's estimated that India's tiger population, believed to be 3,167, accounts for more than 75% of the world's tiger population. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.